Welcome back to the number one up and coming Valorant podcast on the internet. I am, of course, Coulter Fair, aka Coulter. Along with me is my good friend Rogan Prescott. Hey, man.
Wow, I've missed that a lot, man.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone will miss that. A week without a battle cry?
That's the thing, man. It was a long week, and I just wasn't able to release in like 10 days.
Yeah, that's a buildup.
I'm glad I could just release into the audience.
Dude, how are you doing, man? You're looking good. Once again.
I'm not feeling good.
How did you Texas do to you?
Well, that's for the announcements. how did Texas do to you?
Well, I don't know, man.
What kind of a question is
it? Coulter, when I come home and we just start the podcast, it's just, what are we doing?
Oh, man, I forgot the glory of this podcast.
Hey,
Rogan!
Hey.
Hey.
I'm here, dude. I'm here for
What's
you.
Up, man? It's episode 53. You did the yearly without me. Yeah. How was it?
It is so dog.
It is so
I mean, like, talk about a word. Okay, so Coulter and I, we've talked about it one other time. We recorded an episode. It was episode 3. It was our Sage episode. We did a Sage overview. And this, we finished the podcast. This is when we didn't go live. We just recorded it. We finished the podcast. And it was so bad. And terrible.
No,
we were
lost.
Bad, we were gone. Like, no, we had to scrap it. Like, throw it away. And I really do think last week was worse than that. Like, I think that does not belong anywhere on the internet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to give it a listen.
No, you can't.
I didn't even give it a... Dude, I don't know, man. That Sage episode...
An hour and 5 minutes of talking by yourself is very hard.
I'm just gonna say that right now. I understand that. Yeah.
I mean, for me, who like sucks at talking, I'm a dog talker. Like, public speaking class, I was the kid that everyone laughed at and stared at and like had their mouths open because they had no idea what I was saying. You know,
what the heck, like, dude?
I literally first one minute into my speech, I've talked about everything and it's supposed to be a 20-minute speech. Like, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, no, I understand that. So I mean that 1 hour and 5 minutes probably felt like 7 years for you.
Yeah, you're not wrong there.
So on that last five minutes,
no, I'm not even kidding.
I can only
dude.
Imagine.
I'm not even kidding. I was recording the episode or whatever. I go live, and I'm like, man, I've been talking for a while. Like, I've kind of covered all my points. It seems
like.
I'm like,
man.
I'm not even kidding. Like, I was literally thinking to this myself. I was like, all right, like, I should. You know, I'm done talking about everything that I've been talking about. I look at the recording and it literally says like 6 minutes in.
That's so awful,
like,
man.
What do I do now?
Yeah, that's terrible.
So like that was the start of it. And then it was just like straight lost.
Yeah. You were just a bumbling mess out there.
I was gone.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I did tune in for like 3 seconds to say hi.
You had to take it off, right?
No, I mean, I had you on mute, obviously, because I was busy.
Heavy Z.
I just wanted to sigh.
With a sub. 6 months.
Hey. 6 months, baby. Let's go.
Filthy.
Let's go. Thanks, Heavy. Good to, you know what? It's good to be back, man. It's good to be back on the saddle. Take a shot for every time there's a sub. That's a great community suggestion. I don't know what we're taking a shot of.
Well, if Trusty's in the stream on one of those episodes, we would be blasted.
Yeah, we're going to be
not making it to work the next day.
Yeah, exactly. All right, dude, let's get into it. Let's get into the hot drinks. There's a lot to cover. a lot to cover. I think. So, what are we talking on hot drinks? Do you have one?
Yes, I do. That's why I was late. One contributing factor to why I was late.
Yeah, there's multiple.
Yeah. No Taj Mahal. It's Silk Creamer. You know? Yeah. Silk Creamer. Great Creamer. Vanilla. Double Shotter. It doesn't matter anymore, dude. If it's bad coffee, I'm going to drink it. If it's good coffee, I'm going to drink it. You know,
who cares at this point? It all blows out the same.
Yeah. No, it definitely blows out the same hole, no matter what coffee you're drinking.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what you put in. It's all coming out of the same place.
Yeah. There's no variation in that at all.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I have some Pero. P-E-R-O.
Dogged on.
Yeah. I'm dogged. I'm definitely dogged.
I ran a Pero a previous episode and it sucked, dude. It was a terrible episode.
Well, dude, but like, I don't know. I've gotten to this stage where, I don't know, man. It's just like after that one day with that 110 shotter, dude, it just sent me over the edge. Like I was literally leaking out of my hole. And so I don't want that anymore. I don't think I can take it anymore, dude. I don't know. I've had a realization this week, you know? Like, dude, going on a vacation, it's like, it's not only a break from work and my duties in life, but it was also a break from just blowout after blowout. Like, this pod, between the pod and the stream, I mean, dude, I'm sending myself into outer space twice a week. And it's like, why is like, I needed a break. anyways. So yeah, I got some Pero. I got some creamer in it. Since you were going to be late, I went to the store. I don't know. I'm going to try and eat better, dude. Like, just, I don't know. That's a topic for another time. Announcements, brother. Tell me about your week. I was gone all week. Guys, this is actually the first time I've seen Rogan. I haven't seen him in person yet.
Oh, that's
this is
true.
The first time I've even seen him.
That's why I'm so aroused.
Yeah, I'm decently aroused myself. But I think, dude, what happened this week? Was it a good week? Was it awful? Obviously, the podcast sucked.
I mean,
we knew that was coming.
The podcast is a whole another thing to talk about.
Mm-hmm. I hear that.
That's shrapnel from another world.
it's past now, though.
It's past, yeah, and it does feel good. The stream, my stream on Monday, I'll just get started with that. That was the most pain I've ever been in a long time.
Which Monday? This Monday. Yesterday?
Yesterday. It was, I played Valorant, and wow, is that game, I am so tired of Valorant, I'm gonna say it. Like, I don't have fun anymore.
Did you get pumped?
Well, dude, I'm not even like playing bad. I don't care right now. I have like, I go into a ranked match or whatever, a mortal ranked match. Haven't played in 2 weeks. And, you know, I'm playing the game. I have zero desire to play. I'm not having fun in any way.
Jeez. But that's brutal.
Well, I know it is. I mean, it's fine. It's I'm not saying it's a bad game. It's an amazing game, but like, I was thinking about it, Valorant doesn't have any changes at all. The changes kept me pushing. I love updates.
Yeah.
I played Fortnite for 3 years, I think. Like, an extremely long time. That game had updates every, like, week. And a new, something new every week. Yeah. I mean, any Fortnite boy knows that. Like, it was, when in the prime of Fortnite, it was so much fun. And every single time you played, there was something new. Valorant, I've played for 2 years, I think. I don't know. Pretty long.
Year and a half, and, at least.
Yeah, and they have not came out with much changes. Like, that's hard to push through a game for that long. I haven't played any other game, like, It was just Valorant for like a year and a half, pretty much.
Yeah.
So it was that I want to say that I'm obviously gonna get back into Valorant. Just like right now, it's super dull for me. It sucks. So my stream, it was just kind of, you know, that's kind of how it was. Trusty,
you just weren't,
however, he hopped into my stream and he subbed like 3 times. I don't know why. He's just insane.
What the
but
heck, dude?
Yeah, I just extreme shout out to Trusty again. I mean, he's insane.
Like, yeah,
he doesn't stop. So,
pretty yeah.
Filthy.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna go to my last week. I've been playing Apex Legends, and it's been probably the best break I've had in a while in gaming. And that's just due to like it's just a completely different game, different mechanics. The gunfights are completely different, and I enjoy the game a lot. I mean, it's just nice getting a break. And then I've been playing Age of Empires 4. It's just like a RTS game that just came out. Just, I don't know.
Dude, if anyone in the pod doesn't know what Age of Empires is, then you need to unsubscribe immediately.
Yeah, they do. They do. That's very true.
It's like, you shouldn't need to explain what Age of Empires is.
Mm-mm.
So, now, I haven't seen, like, any gameplay, anything on Age of the Empires at all. Is it sick?
I like
it
a lot.
Is it savage?
It's, Official Shelter.
Official! Let's go!
22 subs? Dude, stop it.
Yeah, it's wild. It's dumb.
Get some pants on.
Get some pants on and just sit down.
Dude, it's pretty fun. It's definitely, I don't know, it's completely different from the other ones that I've played. Every civilization it's like a whole nother game. They're not identical. You know how like a lot of them are kind of like similar? This
one, it's like
a whole different gameplay.
That's cool.
Like, I would get it. I'll get into it with you later, but
that's cool, man. That's fun.
And then nothing else, dude. It's been kind of a sad week. I haven't had you to think about, you know, it's just been sad.
I know. Yeah, no, that's true. We hang out quite a bit. So yeah, I feel that when you're gone as well. That's cool though. At least you had, you know, some games to play, taking a little break from the Valorant. That's fine.
Yeah.
These updates are looking fire, right? We're going to get into the updates later and they look good. The new agent looks good. I love what we're seeing. So who knows, man, maybe that'll reinvigorate some of the juices. You know what I mean? We're just going to have to see how that pans out. Anything else that happened this week? Anything crazy happen? You purchased a vehicle, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yep. I'm a proud owner of a 2005 Honda Civic.
Let's go.
Yep.
Dude, put one in the air for the Hondas.
It's a manual, so obviously redlining on every shift.
Yeah.
That's kind of how you have to drive it.
Dude, if you're in a Honda, that's just what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, VTEC all the way, exactly. That when that VTEC hits, does it have a VTEC motor?
No, it doesn't. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well,
I think it has like 110 horsepower.
Dude, it doesn't matter as long as you got that VTEC, but you don't have it.
No.
So that's awful.
I did go shooting, like shotguns.
Oh, that's fun.
You know, the boys, the brothers, and the dad.
Yep. Nice.
I did not hit a single clay pigeon.
Well, as it turns out, your accuracy in Valorant doesn't translate.
No,
so
I hit my very last one that they threw. I hit.
Aw, so, good for you, buddy. Yeah. I'm proud.
So that's proud. Like the depression there.
How many would you say they threw? Is there any way we could do some quick math?
I mean,
an average? Like, was it more than 10?
I'll do the quick math in my head.
Think of how many they threw. And you hit one. Please don't tell me they threw 20.
Oh, it couldn't have been that bad. There was a lot more than 20.
Yikes! Yeah. Really?
No. I think there was like 25.
Dude, how are you that inaccurate?
No, it was bad, dude.
Dude, you have like less than a 5% hit rate.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Yeah, no, it was. I felt it, dude.
What was happening out there?
I don't know, dude. Something.
What the
something
heck?
Something happened.
That's awful. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's
well, I don't.
Week.
I'm not taking you on a. If you know what? Hey, if there's an apocalypse, I'm leaving you behind.
I will be fine with that, dude. You dude, need to you survive, are... and you will not be surviving with me.
Like Trusty said, that's some iron. You're an iron player in real life.
There's just a zombie walking 10 feet in front of me, and you're just begging for me to shoot it, and I miss every single shot.
You're just unloading like 17 shots. You have an AA-12 with a 12-round drum clip, and you just can't hit a single shot. Dude. Well, nice, dude. That sounds fun.
You had a savage week, it seems like. Talk to you about it a little bit.
I had a big week. You pulled a huge favor, when we left.
Oh,
that was massive. I haven't really talked to you about that journey back. How was it? Maybe I'll tell the audience what happened and then I'll get the details from you on how your part of it went.
Let's do that.
So Kyrie and I, we left on, last Thursday is when we, or I guess two Thursdays ago is when we were leaving to Texas, and we're going to leave out of our local town. Won't say which town that is, right? Because I know you guys are starting to creep in on our location. You guys are gathering info. And we were going to leave our town, and there was like this huge computer issue, and there was like 500 flights that were canceled. So... with that said, we obviously were one of those 500 flights. We got put on another flight, and there was something wrong with that flight as well. So it was around 8:30 p.m. when everything kind of crescendoed into one last nasty decision that was fairly rash. And I mean, it's tough. So. It's 8:30. The guy's on the phone and he's like, hey, there is a flight leaving out of Portland and it leaves at midnight. There's two seats left. And I was like, yeah, we'll take it. And I wasn't really thinking. I just like, cause if we didn't take that flight, since there was 500 flights canceled, all the flights for the next 2 days were booked, right? Because everyone got rebooked for the next following days. So this was our only shot to get out even somewhat on time. And so Portland, excuse me, is like 3 hours away. And so what I wasn't thinking though is our flight on our way home was coming back to our town, not Portland. So we couldn't leave a car in Portland because how would we get it back? We'd have to change our flights on the way back to Portland and it would have been a huge mess. So... this is where Rogan comes in. Rogan saddles the steed with us, and we drove. It's a 3 hour drive, and it's 8:30. We needed to get gas. We got gas, and then we booked it over the mountain, and we made it. It was like freezing rain. Anyways, so that just set Rogan up to drive back by himself because he just dropped us off at the airport, and then he drove back alone. And what time did you end up getting back home, Rogan?
I got home at like 3 a.m. But that's just
awful.
Because, dude, the dry, like the colder said, like freezing rain and whatever. But like this is like dumping rain.
It was bad.
Like
it was
Coulter
real bad.
Was like hydroplaning every, you know, couple seconds. Like,
yeah.
So much water on the road. You had to, like, the steering wheel just did its own thing. And that was, like, the whole drive back as well, Coulter. Like, I completely understand what you're saying.
Dude.
You know, like, you just drive it and then it's just gone. Like, the steering wheel, you use it. You have to keep it straight and then it's just sketch. So.
It was nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nasty. And that's why I was thinking about you on the way back. But you made it.
I made it, yeah. I was gonna sleep, but I just decided to drive the whole thing. It's just better to do it like that.
Yeah, hit it in one shot.
Get it over with. Yeah.
Yeah. You came in clutch there. So anyways, that was the start to the week. It was kind of stressful, but Rogan made it happen. And then, so I visited Texas, Dallas, Texas in particular, mostly. We rented a car. It was a Mazda Miata, a red 2021 Mazda Miata. And Rogan, you're talking red lines? That baby was redlining everywhere it went. Dude. That thing, I was addicted to that car, dude.
That was it, such literally, a cool car.
It made me want to buy one because it was wild. You wow. put that thing in sport mode and it goes into manual and you just rip it, dude.
That's so cool.
For those of you who don't know, it's a Mazda Miata's like a, it's a two-seater. Like I could barely fit in it. But it was pretty savage. Trusty actually got into the Miata, believe it or not.
He did?
Yeah. He gave it a little test. I had him sit in there to see, and there's just no shot that, you know, I mean, big boys like me and him can barely fit in there. Like I was barely fitting in. He could barely fit in. It's just too small. But you know, I mean, we're big musky boys. So, that was a highlight. I did meet up with Trusty, near Austin, Texas. It was like 3.5 hours from us, but we made it happen. And, it was pretty sweet, dude. I'm not going to lie. It was great. Wow. Got a coffee with Trusty. I think he got a white mocha, an ice white mocha, because he just follows his kings, right? He's not a coffee drinker. So it's nice to see our influence creeping in. That Man. Taj Mahal has bled itself into his life.
You may have changed him, dude. I feel like when someone know. Starts their first cups of coffee, they get into it pretty deep.
I know. That's what I'm saying, dude. I think, you know, we maybe, I think you introduced something into his life that maybe he can't pull back.
Are we saying he might experience the blowouts on our scale
I got an ice white mocha today at Starbucks. Look at that boy, dude. He is a converted boy.
Wow.
I knew it. I knew as soon as he took that sip, I could see it in his face. I could see in his face that he was going to be addicted.
Just wait till you add some more shots into your drinks every morning and the blowouts yeah. start coming out, because that's when it gets fun. That's when the ride starts.
That is when the ride starts indeed. That is a great way to put it.
You think you're all happy and having a good time right now. Just wait.
Dude, just wait till you get accelerated out of your pants.
Can I get 25 shots? And it's 12 at midnight.
And
you drink that coffee and you lay back down in bed.
And you saddle that diaper, dude. Because yeah, you know you're not going to make it.
Mm-hmm. You ride that night through the entire time.
Oh, my. It'll be going as fast as the Mazda. Yeah, exactly. That's true. That is sick. But yeah, man, I don't know. We did a lot of stuff. It's kind of a lot to go through. We went to a lot of skate parks. Kyrie and I like to rollerblade. And so we went to a lot of skate parks to do that. We met some cool people, that were bladers. So, dude, it's crazy. We were at a skate park, Rogan, and there was like 5 of us there that were blading. And there was like one guy with a skateboard is weird.
Wow.
We were overpowering.
That's surprising.
Don't see that every day. So that was fun.
No.
But yeah, no, it was overall a great time. Dude, everything's just open. I don't want to get political here, but there's just no like mandates. Like you're just free to do what you want. Like if you want to go out to eat, you can just go do it. If you don't want to wear the mask, you don't have to. Like, and I don't care what anyone thinks on that. It's just it's interesting. It was a good feeling, because over here in Oregon, we're just rammed with every mandate.
It sucks.
No, we're slammed, dude. You just can't move.
Yep.
And I mean, we don't obey a lot of the rules. Like they're not heavily enforced in our particular area. It's just it's still like the vibes you get from people when they're looking at you sideways because you don't have a mask on. It's just stupid,
but it's you feel it a lot in Oregon.
So that was kind of nice because it was just body to body, dude. People were just slammed.
Wow.
Like we went to this food court place and like literally it was jam packed with That's bodies awesome. Like over Halloween.
Dude, it's a cool feeling when you have just like, I don't know, people around you like enjoying their time. you can see everyone's face. It actually feels so different. I kind of forgot how it feels like until like you go in those situations.
Well, yeah, dude, that's the thing. It's
2 years of wearing masks.
Oh, yeah. Like 2 years of just that vibe in the air. You kind of feel it once you get away from it. So,
yeah,
that was really good. Community feedback. That was pretty much it for the week. I mean, there was a lot that happened, but that was kind of the gist of it. It was really a good time. Dude, we went to a comedy show, which was great. Anyways.
Really?
Yeah, it was really fun. Community feedback. Do we have anything, dude?
Kyle Brent.
Let me check it out.
Kyle Brent on Instagram.
Let's go.
Sexy boy. He's definitely showing that he works with women. And, you know, in his profile picture, he's definitely playing the field. That's for sure.
let me bring this up, dude.
Yeah, bring it up. Hey, I love the podcast. Heart emoji. Helps my silver brain.
Oh,
that was his message. Thank you for your message, man. Short and sweet. And sexy.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. He's playing that field. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can't miss it.
Yes, he is. No, yeah. You can't. It looks like he's into cars and skating, too. What a savage. Yeah, he's running that manual. Yeah. Definitely playing the field. But he has been with the same girl for 1 year, it looks like.
Oh.
Wow. And he did throw up a happy National Girlfriend Day, so good for you, Kyle. Keep loyal, brother. Thanks for the message, dude. We appreciate that. I'm looking at the... Oh, dog. Every time I do this, it like starts playing. I don't want to hear the dumb podcast. Let's see. Flow. State.
Are you looking on...
Yeah.
Apple?
23 ratings.
Oh.
From Heavy Z. Heavy Z. Heavy Z comes through here. Pure entertainment coming through with a 5-star. Let's go. Amazing podcast with amazing hosts. Wow. If you're looking for a laid-back, content-filled pod with great community presence, you found your match. These boys cover all things Valorant in a fun, chill manner with tons of humor mixed in. They are also always super involved with the listeners and make a good connection with their community. Stop reading this and go listen.
Wow.
And make sure to catch them live on Twitch every Tuesday. Welcome to the kingdom. Thank you, brother.
Dude.
Thank you, Heavy Z. What a great review. We need more of you to do that. So thanks for that. All right, dude. I think, does that clear it up?
We have the questions for
podcast. The podcast. Yeah, the Spotify questions.
Did you want to cover them now?
Yeah, ram through it fast.
All right, so we're going to do last week. That's the problem here.
Okay, well, there's a lot of problems, but it's fine.
Oh, okay. Kill Magruder. Where did the name for the podcast come from? Flow state, ? Please tell us the history. Us peasants deserve to know.
Where did the name come from?
Where did the name come from? Flow state gaming.
Dude, we just brainstormed. I think it actually originated from Rogan. Rogan came up with flow state. He was playing around with that. He threw that out.
I think
it was Rogan.
Yeah. It was a video that I watched about like how pro gamers, they get into like the flow state, or, you know, athletes get into the flow state where like they don't really, I don't know. It's like this weird mindset you get into and you kind of just do the motions and you don't really think about what you're doing, but you're just so good and you're so focused that you know, you're just amazing at it. So gamers get in this necessary, like this thing called flow state, where they're just absolute savages, you know, like Tenzi or whatever. He's just flowing. He's flowing with the wind and tapping people. So that's kind of, I just remember watching a video on it, and Coulter and I, we were just like trying to figure out a name. And we needed a name kind of quick because we wanted just to do an episode. So, yeah, I think we just randomly chose that.
Yeah, and then, I mean, we didn't know what else to add on to the end. Like, we're like Flow State LLC, Flow State Podcast, Flow yeah. State Gaming. And then gaming just obviously rolls off the tongue majestically. So we obviously went with that. What else have we got in there?
Trusty Travel Fassage and Figs. I swear to God, if you guys interrupt my question again, I'm going to kill you guys. Lol.
Who said
also,
that?
What agents do you guys think shoot. Their ults should be worth less points? That was when they were all subbing. Oh, Official Shelter with the sub. No,
oh my gosh,
this is Looster on here. He was just saying
Shelter,
this because
thank you, brother.
I think we were trying to answer his question, but we kept on getting those subscriptions. So the podcast listener got pounded, dude.
Yeah, the podcast listener got pumped.
Yeah. So
nice.
This was his anger. Yep.
Coming to fruition.
Yeah. Keep your anger at us, brother.
Well,
just,
hey,
just
Official
get here live.
Coming should, through with a tier one. Thank you, brother.
I know, Official Shelter. All right. What ages do you think should be worth less ult points?
Do you have any ideas? I think, yeah, Cypher's needs to be less.
Which one?
Cypher.
Oh, Cypher. Less.
Yeah.
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 That would be my pick.
I think Omen ult should be way less.
Yeah. Good one. Shelter coming through with
another
sub. Get to tier one. Let's go. Podcast listener, get pumped.
Looster, get pumped.
Shelter is literally slapping both your cheeks.
I know. That was awesome.
Yeah, I would say Cypher and Omen are both good choices there. I mean, their alts are just dog. Let's be honest.
I think, yeah.
Cypher's is good.
Cypher's is really good. I know, being able to know where everyone's at is huge.
Yeah.
That's kind of the only two people I can think of.
Yeah, I mean, off the rip, that's just what my gut tells me.
Yeah. Thank you for your question, man.
Thanks, all right, buddy.
Now I'm going to go on to my episode my dog episode for the questions for
Jeez,
this one.
Jeez, this is awful.
This is for this week. Have you seen It's Timmy attempting an iron to radiant in one stream? He has been testing to see if it's possible, but he was playing with immortals when he was still ranked in silver. He's a nasty boy. I have not seen that, but that's insane, dude.
Dude, what?
Radiant in one stream.
That would be sickening, dude.
That's crazy that he's playing with immortals when he's in silver. That doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, he must just be getting
his
60
MMR
kills.
MMR is just insane, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's gotta be. It's the only
another
way.
Reason, like, why isn't his rank immortal if he's competing with immortals? Why
like, how are you in-
him up there?
Well, dude, how are you in silver playing with immortals, dude? That is
well, that's
savage.
What I'm saying. Is that like just rank him up to immortal?
Yeah, just like even if he's even close, just get him up there and let him get smacked down if that's really the case. Yeah, that's stupid. Wow. Well, that would be pretty cool if that happened, if he could pull it off.
I know. I think that's crazy. All right. This is coming from Figs. Figs.
Nice.
In the Discord. Yeah. Yep. I believe game sense, crosshair placement is more important than aim. What's your opinion? I agree with you completely. My opinion, I think crosshair placement is a lot more important than aim. It's going to help you more. Because, like, flicking, you see these crazy clips. They're not always hitting those flicks. And like, the less you have to move your mouse, if your crosshair is always right at their head, you're going to be hitting your shot more often and you don't have to move as much. So it's just going to require, it's just going to help. You know, the less movement you have to do, if somebody's looking farther away from your head than you're looking at their head, you have a higher chance of getting the kill, obviously.
Yeah, I 1,000,000% agree. I think crosshair placement is king, dude.
So this actually happened on my stream. The bomb, okay, so hear me out. It's bind. The bomb is planted A next to truck. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's an enemy in U-Haul who has to defuse the bomb. And then a defend... Or no. Then the enemy's in U-Haul. He's protecting the bomb. He has a bomb planted. He's playing for plant, right?
Yeah.
My team, There's one guy. It's a 1v1. He's trying to defuse the bomb. He taps the bomb, and then he walks forward to, like, kind of just get a peek on U-Haul when they peek out.
Okay.
This enemy, he is expecting that person to be on bomb. So his crosshair is swinging on bomb. Where my teammate was playing, it made it so his crosshair was already on him, you know, the enemy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that I'm going to say this because lining up yourself with where the enemy is expecting you to be, you're going to die more. If he swung out to the left and did a wide swing or whatever, that enemy probably wouldn't have expected that as more because his crosshair is not going to be looking you are at. I know that's kind of a hard thing to think about on the spot, but
I hear that though.
Lining yourself up like with your, you know, with your own teammates or whatever, like try not to do that.
Yeah. No, you can think. Yeah.
You can plant that seed. Yeah.
Yeah. Plant that seed in your head and it'll pop into your mind. Like, at some pretty critical times, like it's saved my life before. Yeah. Wow. That's so you're saying that the guy that had to defuse or so they got collateral or what?
Well, I'm saying the guy that was had a defuse bomb, he died because you know he was lined up completely.
Yeah, and exactly.
The enemy just killed him like right away because he's pretty much gonna pre-fire that bomb. You know, he's like ready to shoot.
Yep. So. No, crosshair placement is wild. I mean, it gives you the upper hand in a massive way. Yeah. So that's priority for sure. I'd say.
Okay, we have three more questions. I'm gonna hammer them. Okay, yep. Looster, most important coming question back. Yet. I know he's coming back for this week. Schlong size.
Oh.
If you're immortal, I assume at least 1 million inches.
What?
So he's expecting. Anyways.
He's expecting like. Yeah. Dude, that's. Let's do some quick math, dude.
Wait. Yeah. Yep. 1 million inches.
1 million inches to feet. Would you say that it's true that you have an 83,333 foot schlong?
I don't know how Mr. guessed it, dude. I don't know how he guessed it.
What are we doing, he's right dude? On the spot.
I'm not sure, dude. I read the question before like reading it, or I read the question before looking at it.
Yeah, so well, I see out, that.
You know, obviously, it's a family friendly podcast.
Of course, and so when we say schlong, we're meaning toes.
Yes,
schlong is simply code for that. The toe on the inside of your big toe, your middle toe, and that often is longer the higher you're ranked, right? So if you have friends in iron, that middle toe is probably just, a quarter incher Yeah, let's move
That's
on.
That's true. That's true.
Let's move on.
Okay, can you make a chamber guide? Chamber is the new agent, everyone. We'll be kind of talking about him a little bit this episode.
Yeah.
Eventually we will. Maybe the podcast might end before then, to be honest.
I'm actually excited to play him. I'm going to be honest.
New agent chamber. That's the other question. So both of those questions about chamber.
Okay, cool. We're gonna cover it here.
Sorry for taking so long.
It's fine. So, dude, let's slam patch 3.09. There's nothing in it outside of the fact that it looks like the right click did get smacked on the classic.
Yeah.
So we've been wanting this. I'm going to go through it really quick. The classic has been overperforming in close to mid-range encounters when used while jumping or on the move. You don't say! Of course, dude. We've known that for a year. Okay, here we go. So we've reduced the weapon's effective accuracy while jumping, running, and walking. Wow. Just the intelligence. with the intent of narrowing its ideal use case to only really close ranges. How great. I won't be one-tapped from across the map. Walking firing error changed from 0.05 to 0.6. That is a wild, wild increase.
That's massive.
That is, like, significantly worse.
Mm-hmm.
Running fire error. Sorry, I was reading the line above it. So the total error when you're walking is 2.5 when walking, up from 1.95. I don't really know what that means. Running firing error is changed from 0.2 to 1.3. And jumping firing error is changed from 1.1 to 2.1. So it's literally double.
Huge changes.
So that thing got absolutely rammed. The right click got slaughtered, which is what it needed.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just the stupidest thing I've ever seen. It was not fun to play with or against. So there you go.
From what I can say, though, if you're standing still, it's going to be the same.
Yeah.
Which,
well, but
it's but fine, what, though.
The problem was, is like people just side strafing side to side and just clicking the right click like three or four times and then killing you from a wild range. It was just stupid.
It was the aspect that the gun was purely used for RNG in those situations.
Yeah.
Like you could land your shots, and if you didn't, then oh well.
Yeah, exactly.
So really good nerf. Very good nerf.
Yeah.
That's what we like. Fracture updates, I don't think we'll cover them. They are changing some things in the map, though. Just moving some barriers for, like, the attackers and defender-sided. For, like, them to prepare for the round.
Okay. Okay, yeah, making it easier for sentinels to prepare. The A-hull orb shifted into a more neutral space. That's better. And then a new piece of cover in the attacker spawn is added to break the long sight line from hall entrance to B main. Okay, nice. That looks like good.
Yeah,
good moves.
Obviously, cool changes.
Smoother ropes and zip lines. It fixed the jittery movement that could occur when stopping or changing directions on a zip line. I did feel that. So that's cool that they changed that. Esports features. We don't talk about esports, so get scammed.
Figs K.
Figs. What do we got? Figs, let's go, brother.
Prime Gaming sub.
Let's go, dude. Let's go. Thank you, man. That's wild. 3 months. We appreciate you. They could fix a bug in competitive that was causing the default act rank badge display on unrated game. Holy cow, dude. Here we go. Agents, Cypher can no longer place spy cam on the breeze door in order to destroy or see through the door when it's lowered. Didn't know that was a thing. Fixed random spots where Cypher could not place the spy cam in the same area. Fixed a bug that displayed Jet's 1 HP updraft visuals incorrectly. Trusty, coming in with 10 tier 1s.
What is that?
10 tier 1s for Trusty Boy. Hey, Trusty. You're nuts. Trusty, you've gifted 38 in the channel.
38? Like what?
38 in the channel, and you only started 2 weeks ago. You need to set the IPAs down.
10 subs.
You're wild, dude.
Wild.
You're wild. You literally single-handedly fund this podcast. You know what I did? I wanted to buy him a drink at the coffee place, and he wasn't going to let me do it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why, but at least I could do it.
Shelter.
Official coming in with five.
Five subs, dude. So insane.
Dude, you guys are just... Okay, like, see, this is what we're saying. They want us to take a shot per sub? You guys think I'm still standing after 15 subs? It's not gonna happen.
There's no shot, dude.
There's no shot, dude.
There's no shot. Dirty D's 50 bits. Thank you, man.
Dirty!
If we, let's if go, only dude. We had a home-like shelter.
True. Wow. Yeah.
You are peasants.
Shelter, thanks, brother. Trusty, you're a demon, dude. You gotta slow down, brother.
Yeah.
Guys, I actually can say, though, for those of you who have not met Trusty in person, super nice guy, dude. That was really cool. The first ever Flow State Gaming meet. Happy 1 year, guys. Thanks, dude. We appreciate you, Shelter.
Thank you all.
Yeah, it's been a year, man. It's wild. I mean, it does kind of suck that we didn't get to do our party on the 52nd episode, but here we are, 53, and these guys are backing it up with the party. So,
yeah.
Want to be famous? Buy followers and viewers on bigfollows.com.
Nice.
Somebody ban him. Thanks, Shelter. Thanks, Trusty. You guys are ridiculous. I don't think, you know, I mean, we really appreciate it a lot. So thank you. I don't even know where we were at.
We finished the patch.
Oh yeah. The dumb patch.
Yeah. The dumb patch.
Thanks again,
guys.
Okay.
The agent has been delayed for 2 weeks.
Yeah. So get rammed.
So what a great patch. And then I want to cover the skins. So a new skin pack came out. It is by far the best skin pack, I think. It's filthy. It's like a cartoonish skin.
The Crisis?
Yeah. No, yeah, the Radiant Crisis 001.
Coulter. Yeah, that's a slapper.
The art style is super cool. It's like comical. It has like clack, click, whack words that come out on the gun when you shoot. It's kind of sick.
Click, clack, whack.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a Bucky, Phantom, Spectre, and then a bat for the melee. And
the
a classic.
Bat is interesting. The bat is interesting.
Yeah. So super cool.
That's cool. I like them. We're hearing that they're a little distracting in the chat. I don't know. I haven't played with them. They look cool. The finisher is out of this world. I don't know. It looks like a sick skin.
Yeah.
They usually always do a good job. The Riot X Arcane, those skins also look sick.
Yeah, I know.
Those look savage. So there's skin packs coming out of everywhere that is just phenomenal. But yeah, the skin packs look sick. The battle pass looks good. Yeah, overall looking really good. The new agent is what I'm most excited about. So,
dude, let's get into it.
Chamber is the name of this agent. A Sentinel, if I'm not mistaken. So, Rogan, I think you might... I mean, we've both seen the trailer. You might understand his abilities more than I do. Do you want to give us a rundown of what his abilities are? What it's looking to be at this point?
So, I'm also kind of confused on exactly, like, what his abilities are. I mean, like, just how he's going to play. But from what I can see is... I'll just start off with his first ability. It's called Trademark. He places a trap that scans for enemies. When a visible enemy comes in range, the trap counts down, then destabilizes the terrain around them, creating a lingering field that slows players caught inside of it. And then his Headhunter ability, he activates it and equips a heavy pistol. That you can aim down sights with. So it seems like it's like the sheriff, but you can aim down sights.
Oh.
So That's pretty cool. And then another ability, place two teleport anchors while on the ground and in range of an anchor. Reactivate to quickly teleport to the other anchor. Anchors can be placed up to be picked up to be redeployed. So he technically has like two kind of pillars or whatever, two pylons that he can teleport to, like between each other.
That is savage.
So it's kind of like an Omen TP, but you know, he has to have it set up, and it seems like he pulls out his gun a lot quicker. So it's, yeah, very, very savage. And then his ultimate, he summons a powerful custom sniper rifle. It'll kill an enemy with any direct hit. Any direct hit, which is crazy. Killing an enemy creates a lingering field that slows players caught inside of it. Crazy abilities. So, like, he has two abilities that create guns for him. He's going to be a great agent for economy rounds, obviously. That's going to be really
huge,
big.
That is huge, man.
Yeah, I know. Like, and being able to get an op for your ult is quite insane.
And, does it just have one shot?
No, it has more shots. I think if you kill an enemy, then you have like another shot. I'm not sure. It might have a certain amount of rounds as well.
Interesting. But
I know you can shoot it more than once, and it seems, yeah, it's insane.
Oh, yeah. No, so yeah, he definitely can refire.
Five shots, heavy Z.
What? Dude, no way. This thing is so good. Dude, it's like a Marshall.
Yeah. No, it reloads really quick. It's better than an op.
Oh, man. It's way better than an op.
So, it's a Marshall. It's going to be interesting.
It's a Marshall.
Yeah. When you hear, you'll be able to hear his ult. So, like, in a round, you know, you hear him ult. You're gonna know that there's going to be an op. So at least he'll have that like chance of knowing that he can be holding an angle with it. But yeah, I mean it's kind of insane.
Jeez.
Dude, this agent literally calls your name.
This is literally like, this is like who I would play.
Yeah. You know, you love the op, you like the sheriff too. The teleport is good mobility. You like the mobility for it.
This is cool, man. This guy is sweet.
He's really cool, yeah.
Holy cow. That's so strong.
Jeez, I know.
Dude.
The trailer for him came out, too. It's a pretty cool trailer.
Yeah. So, place a trap that scans for enemies. This is one of his ability called Trademark. Place a trap that scans for enemies. When a visible enemy comes in range, the trap counts down and then destabilizes the terrain around them, creating a lingering field that slows players caught inside of it. So they advertised him as a Sentinel originally, and I'm guessing, is that the Sentinel part of him? Because everything else doesn't seem like a Sentinel at all.
Yeah, I think the teleport's going to act more of like a Sentinel ability as well. I don't think you'll be able to play it aggressively. I mean, like, on attack, it's not going to be as good. Like, there's no really entry. If you think about it, none of his abilities help him entry.
No, like, he's not running flashes. How cool is that, guys? He's not
running flashes.
That's really cool. I love that. Man, he looks sweet, dude.
He does.
He's looking sweet.
Okay,
I understand the trap now. I'm rewatching these videos kind of, you know, it's hard to know how he's going to play. Obviously, the fact that two of his abilities, one ability and his ult, are weapons, that's just crazy. You know, we've never seen that before, so that's interesting. Like you said, save rounds will be huge for him. If he has his ult, he could probably just pop his ult and not buy a single gun.
I'm curious to see how that's gonna work.
With that, dude. Like, on defense, he is gonna be a demon, dude. Especially if I wonder how far he can place that teleport. That's gonna be the big one.
Yeah, knowing like the actual ranges and how it's gonna work.
How far can he set up the two pillars? Yep. Like if he can set it from site to site, like set one on B, you know, before the round starts.
Yeah, I don't think you can. It has to be in range of the other one.
Yeah, but like I wonder what the range is.
Yeah, I know.
Like even if it's halfway, it's gonna be big.
Oh yeah. It's the same thing with Astra. Like you read all these abilities, you see the abilities, look super crazy, and like it's gonna work really well. You just don't know yet until you like actually get into a game with them. But I do think like there's nothing about it that would make him play weird and funky, you know? Like he seems like he's gonna be a good agent.
Oh yeah, no, I think
I'm stoked for that.
He doesn't look overpowered. He looks good. Like you're obviously gonna have to aim to do well with his ultimate and stuff. Like that's big. You know, I think that's obviously those players are gonna get a huge reward if they hit those shots because it's just gonna be they're gonna be dropping kids.
Dude, they actually went out of the box and did something else besides flashes and a Molly.
No, like that's what I'm saying. That's why I think I'm kind of excited about this because it feels like it's just been flashes for the last four agents. So awesome. Well, hey, no news on Yoru. So for all you Yoru mains that were hoping to get a new Yoru this year,
no shot.
You're rammed. It ain't happening.
Nope. Hopefully soon.
Yeah, I don't know. They got to do something. Yoru is forgotten. Yeah. No one gives a rip anymore. Sad. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
True.
Just going to, you know, they don't care.
Valorant has such little wiggle room to use in like the game that they've created, adding abilities and agents. You know, there's only so much you can do. So like making an agent with like different guns is a good route to go because it's not like an ability will be useless.
Yeah.
It's going to help like the economy and other different things.
Yeah.
You know, because they can't make like, there's just certain like abilities that there's no way would work in this type of game. So they have to play that fine line. It's interesting.
No, it's impressive that they can even do anything at all. Yeah. So
exactly.
You know, it's obviously hard for them, but, wow. Very, very cool. I'm super excited about Chamber. Actually, that's going to be super fun. Let's see. So competitive in Act 3, some new additions have arrived to the competitive experience to help you earn your best rank. So starting with patch 3.10, the next patch, the 5 stack is back for anyone of any rank with a trade-off of earning slightly less ranked rating while the 4 stack gets the boot in the competitive queue. So you're not going to be able to 4 stack anymore.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Get pumped.
Wait, where's that at?
If you go to the What's New in Valorant Episode 3, Act 3, and you scroll down beyond the new agent chamber.
Wow.
Guys, coming out November 16th, by the way. So that was delayed from today's date, and it's going to be on the 16th, so 2 weeks from now.
5 stack is back with any rank. So Immortal, you'll be able to 5 stack.
Yeah.
Wow. Good and bad. Like, really good in ways where, like, pro teams and a team that you've been working on can all play together now and, like, focus on team play more.
Yeah.
Bad in the way boosted is going to be a bigger thing than it is currently.
Yeah.
I mean, 4 Radiance can boost anyone in any rank up to where they are.
Like, yeah.
That's pretty brutal, but whatever.
It's like, yeah, dude, I don't know. It's like what we always go. I think, like, dude, think of being on this, on like the Valorant team and actually looking at all the data. And it's like, what the heck are we going to do?
Yeah.
Like it doesn't matter what they do. Like this game is always going to be, really, really tough to make every single person in their proper rank. It's just, I think, they've tried multiple things, right? We can't knock them for not trying. Like, they've changed a lot of things, and the result always seems to be the same, and it's just not perfect. Like, that's just always the result. So, you know what? If they can just let kids play with their five stack, why not? Like, I could not care less. Just let five stacks play.
Oh, yeah, who cares? I don't care either.
It's like, we're done trying to make it fair.
Mm-hmm.
There's an Easter egg in the shooting range? Interesting. So anyways, guys, that's kind of the updates, kind of a lot actually, which is super nice. The battle pass skins look decent. The battle pass looks pretty good, dude. Not gonna lie.
It does. Yeah.
It's looking pretty good. So that's fun. I actually have yet to open up Valorant, so I haven't seen it in person, but the pictures I'm seeing here looking good. So I kind of want that. The Arcane, dude. Those skins look so cool.
The Arcane does look good.
Right?
Yeah. I think they're going to release probably after this current one that's out, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's the 5th to the 22nd is what I'm looking at.
Cool.
All right, dude, do you have anything else? I don't think I have anything else. Yeah, good week. Sorry, I was feeling a little off. Just got back yesterday, you know, feeling a little off, but dude, I feel fine.
Trusty, another sub, dude.
Dude, why, dude? Why?
Crazy. Like, 39 Trusty. Subs?
Yeah, it's insane, dude. Trusty, it was really, really good to meet you, buddy. Really was. We got to do more stuff like that if the podcast makes it that far, which, you know, I'm guessing it won't. Trusty is proving dominance. He has definitely chosen the dominant position. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that.
He's taken the top upper position.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I got to upload the picture into
of you and the Discord.
Yeah.
Are you doing that now?
Yeah, everyone go. Oh, shoot. I got to do it on my phone. It's fine. I'll do it right here. It's always nice to just see that that podcast listener just getting banged.
Yeah. This is a good time for it, too. We can just sit back, relax. Be here with the live boys. You know, the people who know the right way.
The only way.
The only way.
The fan base is going good. I think we're gaining followers.
There it is, dude.
You look horrible in that picture. What do you mean, dude? I look like dog. Let's get some peasants. Come on. Sure. I just added a peasant emoji. Come on. Add the peasant. Let's go. 3. Can we get 4?
If we don't get 5, we're canceling the podcast right now.
And there it is.
Okay. Shoot.
Dude, he is a sexy boy, and I wasn't going to say anything, but those shorts were making me feel a certain way because they were riding a little high there, and I was not disappointed in that. He had the Nike shorts on, looking clean, dude. I was a little afraid he was going to take my girl. Look at the shorts on that boy, dude. He wasn't playing around. Dude,
an absolute sexy man. I mean, I can see. Yeah, there is a bulge dude, on your pants, Coulter. So
what the heck?
I'm just. You know, it's hard to miss. I think everyone can see it.
Yeah. I think,
you know,
we're just going to leave that pick there.
Yeah.
You guys can decipher it as you will.
Uh-huh.
But
you can zoom in as much as you want.
Zoom in as much as you want and let your imagination run wild.
Yeah. There it is.
But yeah, it was cool. Okay, guys, I'm out. That's it for me.
Hit me with your double piece.
I will hit you with your double piece as you do your dumb outro.
Yeah,
Lingo is zooming into the pick as we speak. I hope you enjoy that, Lingo. All right, I am readying for the piece now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the Flow State Gaming Podcast, episode 53. Thank you all so much for celebrating 1 year of the Flow State Gaming Podcast. It's been an honor and a pleasure. We will be live next Tuesday, possibly, unless we quit, at 6 p.m. Tuesdays Pacific time. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.